BZUP 1602 Kasali ka.
Saya at sigla sa DZUP 1602. Simula ng umaga sa boses ng estudyante. Mga programang likha ng mga estudyante para sa mga estudyante. Pagsapit ng alas 11, tara! Tugtugan na sa Talatugtugan kung saan ihahatid sa inyo ang magandang musika at masayang kwentuhan. Tuwing alas 12 ng tanghali, nakahanda na ang mga programa sa At Your Service para kayo'y paglingkuran at sumagot sa inyong mga katanungan. Sa alauna ng hapon naman, makinig, makiisa at makialam sa samut-saring ideya at adhikain ng mga programang may magagandang layunin sa Advocacy. Balitaan, balitaktakan at kwentuhan sa alas 3 ng hapon sa May Punto Ka Dyan. Pumasok na sa back-to-back na eskwelahan sa radyo kung saan bida ang iba't ibang kolehiyo ng pambansang pamantasan, ang Radio School. Tatlong oras na, alas 4 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi. At tawagin na ang buong tropa pagsapit ng alas 7 dahil tropang radyo na kung saan nabubuo sa radyo ang tropahan. Sobrang saya at sigla mula Lunes hanggang Biyernes. Kaya tara na sa matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan dahil sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mga katropa, ang episode po na ito ay una ng isinahim papawid noong March 19, 2013.
Ready!
Game, bro!
Let's start!
Handa na!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa, oras na para sa Tropang Radio!
Yo!
Ako po si Katropang Jane.
Ako po si Katropang Saji.
Ako po si Katropang Shrel.
Ako po si Katropang TJ.
At if you are ready for this.
Ano na to?
Ako po si Katropang Kem, nagbabalik.
Yay!
Antigo ng tropa yan.
At literally antigo siya. Kasi si Katropang Kem ay nanggaling sa first day, first batch.
Wow! Imagine that.
Imagine that. Yes. So.
Palakpak ako sa sarili ko
dito. Kaya, bago natin pag-usapan, ano katropang Kem? Tingnan muna kay katropang Kem.
May topic natin ngayon.
Binabalik. Ano? Oh, siya.
Katropang radyo to katropang Kem.
Topic na natin. Dapat ready. Ready.
Case study.
Grabe.
So, pag-usapan muna natin ang tropa curse.
Ang pwedeng moving on.
Oh, ang pinag-usapan sa tropa curse, pag daw naging mga kakatropa na never na raw. It's never gonna happen.
May zoning na nagaganda.
Zoning problems na daw.
Tropa zone.
Kasi katropa nga eh.
Hindi pwede yan. Ako naniniwala dyan, pwede ko bang hindi pwedeng gawin yan? Okay, sa katropa.
Sige nga.
Katropang Kem. Hindi. Sige, pag ako naka-break ng ganyan, ha? Kahit na kami na lang ni katropang Shrel, ha? Basta meron, ha?
Yun, ha?
Oo. Dahil lang hindi ba ako engineer. Hindi, katropang, katropang Kem. So, para lang kay Katropang Saji at Katropang TJ who've not been with you for... Who've never been on board with you. Mm-hmm. At para din ma-realize si Katropang Saji kung ano mawawala sa kanya pag hindi na siya nagtotropa. Dahil graduate siya. Ay, nako, tanggapin na natin. Life is like that, you know. Moving.
See? Look at me now.
Oo. So, Katropang Kem, tell us, nung umalis ka, what is the best thing? What is, ano? Pinag-usapan namin yung kanina while we were off-air, mga katropa. Like, ano ka ba? Katropa ka eh. So, dapat iba ka mag-isip, di ba?
Caught off guard.
Di ba? So, ano masasabi mo?
Akala lang siya.
Oo nga eh. So, ano
nga alam ko may naghihintay sa'yo sa labas.
Sorry, sino diba? Ano uli yung question?
Can you may naghihintay sa'yo sa labas. Dahil ayaw na niya maghintay.
Matagal na daw siya naghintay.
Matagal na lang. Bago na siya maghintay.
Katropang Saji, balita ko ngayon lang tayo nagkakilala.
And yet, alam na
niya.
I'm sorry. I should know my limits.
Meron tayong legends.
Oo, the tropa legends. Oo
nga, ninuno na talaga ako kasi nasa...
Ikaw nga legend. Ako folklore na. Grabe na to.
Epic na epic.
Epic. Hindi na nga nila malaman alin pa doon ang totoo.
Kwentong bayan.
Kwentong bayan, correct. Oh, katropa nga.
Sorry, ano ulit yung tanong? Ayan, sorry, ano ang nalulod
ako. Naiuwi mo nang ikaw ay umalis sa tropang radio?
Naiuwi
that
ko.
Probably you missed the most. Oh, hindi mo naman inuwi yung isa, kaya mas namimiss mo siya.
Ano
wala,
daw?
Wala, parang engot, hindi mo nalang inuwi.
Sorry,
baka magalit sa akin. Mabato pa yung wall.
Hindi ka siya sa bag. Ano yun?
Anyway. Alam mo, wala mang ka, hindi man, wala mang space ang bag. Maraming space sa puso.
Maraming space sa utak. Maraming space din sa isip, di ba?
Oh my God, this is a bad day for me to board, right?
Or a bad day for me to be here.
No, to visit. Ganyan. To visit, perhaps. Kasi visit makita ko si Kev, ay, maupo ka dito. Pag-usapan natin yung ginawa mo kang balastugan sa buhay mo, este.
Grabe!
Let's go on, go.
Siguro, pinaka-na-miss ko sa tropa.
Is it this?
Ito, yung experience, sabi ko nga, pagpasok ko pa lang bago tayo mag-on-air, na-miss ko tong table na to. Naaalala ko pa nung kalahati pa lang siya. Yung mga ganong moments. Na-miss ko ang mga, yung katandaan ko.
Nag-grow na siya.
Nag-grow na siya. Ayan, tumubo na siya. Para siyang puno.
Parang yung naging organic siya to what is the required of these UP.
Yung magkakaharap.
Magkakaharap.
Hindi tayo magkakaano. Silik-manok tayo lahat. Ano pa ba? Na-miss ko yung pag-iisip mo ng kakaiba. Talaga. Kasi parang, syempre, you graduate, you go out there, your work mo is, you know, you have to follow certain things.
Yes.
May boss ka, boss says this, you do this, diba? So parang, nakakamiss yung ganito na after mong mag-aral, after mong you do the technical things, meron kang pupuntahan na alas 7 ng gabi tapos, go! Sabihin mo lang yung mga naiisip mo. Your wit is tested every night kapag ka pumupunta ka dito, di ba? So parang...
You have not changed, katropang Kim.
It's there.
Let's change it then. Di ba? Okay.
Okay, change topic.
No, thank you very much, katropang Kim. I think,
you're welcome.
For most of our katropas na, sorry ah, kasi po naka-code switch ako eh. I was in a place where I had to speak very bad English.
Where is that place?
The thing with, with tropang radio, di ba, na pagka may bumabalik lang, ito namimiss ko, alin doon, yung usapan. Mm-hmm. Yung usapang nakapagpapaisip sa'yo, nakapag-reflect and all that, di ba? And so, my suggestion is, always make sure you're in easy access of a katropa. I'm always in easy access with two a katropa.
Gusto ko pa lang pasalamatan yung mga katropa last time nung tinawagan nyo. Ikaw ba yung tumawag sa akin, di ba? Mm-hmm. Si Shirel, katropang Shirel. Yun. Nakaka-touch. Ayaw mo yung parang nagpa-plancha sa apartment. Tapos biglang tumunog sa elbow. Nagulantang ako pag hello. Oh, na-touch ako. Tear.
So, katropan TJ, this could be you in 5 years, you know?
May salamin ka na rin.
What do you think?
Ka na rin abogado, ganun.
What do you think? If this is going to be your future, do you want to say, still be sitting in this chair?
Well, I like his shirt. So, I suppose it's not a very bad future.
Mukha na daw akong abogado.
Oh, and he did! Alright! This is why it's so nice to be on radio. Diba? Next time we'll have an episode that we're all naked. So you think. Katropang Saji, what is your reflection of Katropang Kem mentioned a while ago?
Feeling ko kasi, ako naman, in the first place, kaya ako nag-enjoy na mag-board dito sa Tropang Radyo dahil nga sa mga usapan. Kaya definitely, ito yung mamimiss ko talaga. So ito yung babalik-balikan mo na hindi ka talaga magsasawa, I think.
Nangopia lang sila na sila.
At hahanapin mo talaga siya, I think. Kasi, yung palang tipong, ngayon pa lang, na tipong wala, hindi pa ako gumagraduate, parang, just the thought of it, parang namimiss mo na eh.
Yung concept ng hindi mo board isang beses sa isang linggo. Mga ano yan, mga pamatay yan.
May withdrawal yan. Parang, kumbaga, naging part na siya talaga ng college life ko na kapag hindi ko siya, pag hindi ako nag-board in a week, parang, kailangan kong bumawi next week. Parang gano'n. Kasi,
pwede ka na nag-board ng 1 week, baka matanggal ka na eh.
Actually, noon. Oo, yun. Kasi noong mga nagsisimula pa lang, syempre, first day, first night ako, no? Syempre, the following week, parang, kinakabahan.
Tatawagin
pa ba ako o hindi? Kasi yun yung scare noon. Kasi yung first batch, hindi kami yung talagang regulars. Yeah. Parang, ano kami, guinea pigs.
Guinea pigs.
Ganun, di ba? Sino ba ang may ano okay na...
Oo. Tsaka ano yan?
Ilan lang kaming naulit-ulit. Eh.
Ilan lang naulit, correct. So siguro of a batch of, shall we say, 12, ganyan. Nang naulit, mga 6, ganyan. Mm. Ayan, oo. Constantly nag-evolve yun.
Apat kaming...
Hindi,
ay, lima.
Magsama kayo nagkatropan, Chami.
Definitely first. Chami, si Jen, si Dale.
Si Jem kasi wasn't supposed to be in first batch. Si Dale. Ah. Yung mga nag-audition. Tapos yung iba parang... Tsaka si Jed. Tropan Jed. Tapos yung iba parang, ano na yun, we started pulling in people because some of the other ones did not hold water.
And I think talaga sa mga katropa, meron talagang nagre-retain talaga. Yung tipong kahit sobrang tagal mo nang hindi nagbo-board, pagbalik mo dito, parang same environment pa rin.
Yung concept of driving different and swimming. And then, but all sharing kindred spirits, no? So I think, in a way, 10 years from now, you sit with a katropa, no matter if you've not been katropa for years, you'll always know what it means. Yun yung supposed to be yung takeaway doon sa katropang Kem. Katropang Kem, so thank you very much for sitting with us.
Wow.
Yay! Maybe next time we'll have you for an entire episode, but I would really...
That would be nice.
Oo. May naghihintay nga daw sa kanya.
Naghihintay nga eh. Ang taganda naghihintay nun eh, katropang TJ. Mga 15 minutes.
So I suggest,
get it on then.
May ganun.
Oo, go na, sayang ang oras.
Oo nga, nagugutom.
You'll never know.
Nagugutom na, sayang ang oras.
Sige. So katropang Kem, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And
thank
I hope
you
to
for
see you again. And hopefully for an entire episode at that.
Why not?
And enjoy your dinner. Sige, enjoy your dinner.
I'll file a leave. What? Parang gabi naman yung ano. Gabi ba
file a leave? Bakit? Anong oras ba ang ano mo? Malis ka doon. Tapos napunta ka muna dito.
Aminin mo, saan ka nagtatrabaho?
At gabi ka nagtatrabaho. Malapit lang pala, easy access. Sa elliptical road lang pala.
Alam nyo na po.
Alam nyo na po, kaya naman pala si Israel eh, natatawagan si katropang Kim habang nagtatrabaho daw siya. Ay, namamalansya pa lang.
Ibang klaseng trabaho pala yun.
Okay, so mga katropa, so, break muna tayo, but when we come back, we promise a real episode, and thank you very much sa katropang Kim. A real episode.
Thanks again.
Mga tao, so po kayong alis. Babalik ang tropang Rad.
Yo!
Psst! Kasali ka!
Oo nga, kasali ka!
Alam mo ba yung issue
tungkol sa... Oo, narinig ko na yan.
Kasali ka! I don't believe that.
Kasali ka!
So what? Eh,
pero kung tutuusin, mali yung
nagsasali. Kasali ka!
Hindi dapat ganun ang pagtrato sa kanila.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hindi ah! Magaling
ka! Ay, sorry, John Mars!
Ikaw! Kasali ang opinion mo.
Matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ang makapagtapat ng damdamin, ang magsabi ng totoo, ang makapag-usap ng masinsinan, ang makapagsaad ng makahulugang kwento. Sa malaya at mabuting komunikasyon, nagsisimula ang pagkakaunawaan at magandang ugnayan. Nais itong patuloy na pangalagaan ng kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas sa okasyon ng aming ika-40 anibersaryo. Mayroon ng kasabihan, ang pagsasabi ng tapat ay pagsasama ng maluwat. This station is a proud member of the KBP.
Adik ako sa basketball.
Adik ako sa pagsasayaw. Adik ako sa music.
Hindi mo kailangan ng droga para sumaya.
Magpaka-adik sa mga produktibong gawain. Umiwas sa droga. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Paano kung ang bawat tao, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa. Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa. Ngayon palang nagsisimula ang Tropang Radio.
Yo!
Ako po si Katropang Shrel.
Ako po si Katropang TJ.
Ako po si Katropang Saji.
Ako po si Katropang Jane. And actually, the reason why is because we had a very special Katropang Kem.
Yes, special segment for Katropang Kem yun.
Yeah. Now, dahil sa alam namin what is good for
daming
him.
Kisses, so.
We know what is good for him. He has to leave.
Yes.
I know what is good for him. He just doesn't.
Oo nga.
Alam mo naman, Katropa Kem, you have always, and ano yan, ako, you have Katropa always been Kim. Part of me and Katropa ng Dex's debate. Promise, may araw talaga kami, you don't understand, Dex. No, Jane, you don't understand. Ano? Dahil lang kay Katropa Kem at kay Katropa
Sino kayo si Katropa
Okay, kung hindi nyo pa nagigets, makinig kayo na alas 12, alas 11 pala. Okay, sa mga katropa sa we're coming back. And the thing there is that coming back, tama-tama, sa katropang Kem was here and then we were talking, mga katropa. So, sabi niya kanina is that, so, ano masasabi mo? Parang, there's a, while you come back, you never really come back if you leave eh. Meron ka talagang maiiwanan or may mababago sa'yo na pag bumalik ka, iba na. So, like, ano, like, ano ba to? I think, ano, my university, the thing with universities in Singapore is it always changes. Like, you leave for 6 months, you come back, it's a different place. And so, yung sense of association mo dun sa mga old buildings and old structures, wala na eh. Buti pa dito sa UP. You live 20 years, you're still there. Still standing. All the equipment. So ganun siya.
Bago naman daw yung chairs
natin. Oh, yeah. By the way, we are sitting in very comfortable plastic-covered chairs.
Mm-hmm. Very new.
Very plastic.
Yeah. Plasticky. And so, ang topic po natin is that can we really come home, di ba? Yung can we really come home? Or in essence, is there really such a thing as getting back? Di ba? So, and for example, for our young katropas, younger katropas, not young, younger katropas, di ba minsan ano yan eh, parang, because you're still in the journey of going there, getting there, that the coming back is not really of it's not really a consideration, mm-hmm. Di ba? So, and so it's more a ano. So let's go back to that original question. Can we ever really, like for example, ikaw si Katropang DJ, so uwian ka pa, no?
Mm-hmm.
Si Katropang ano ay hindi na.
Katropang
sa G weekend. Does it feel different, Katropang sa G? Every time you come home,
there's always. Kasi siguro kahit sobrang konting-konting detail lang, may something new. Like halimbawa, tipong kahit physical appearance ng mga nandun, parang, uy, tumaba ka. Or, uy, parang,
that's really one of the worst things you can say.
Or parang, uy, ang laki na lang.
Ang laki ng ginanda mo. Ganun eh. Alam ko pa yung dito.
Or siguro something like, kahit yung mga tipong mga news na babalitaan mo na masya-shock ka na lang na ang dami na palang nangyari. Yeah, parang gano'n. So, parang, so, yun. Feeling ko talaga kasi kapag the fact na umalis ka, parang may purpose kasi yung pag-alis mo eh. So, parang kumbaga, yung purpose mong yun, pagbabalik ka, you've changed. And siguro somehow you've accomplished
that
purpose.
And the world has changed around you.
Yun, parang gano'n. So, feeling ko, kahit sobrang onti lang, may change talaga. May something na hindi siya ganun dati. Yun.
Katropang TJ, mm-hmm. you come home every day.
Yep.
So is it parang ano, is when in the concept of coming home, ibig sabihin uuwian ka, doesn't it feel parang in comparison, meron ba siyang ano na it doesn't allow you to grow faster than all the other people who have to,
I suppose, kasi parang may mga things na, you know, I don't have to do. I don't have to cook.
Yes.
Or at the very least, I cook when I want to cook. Or yung tipong, pag nasa bayan ako, palagi akong may internet. Mm-hmm. Or palagi akong may kama na
maayos.
Yeah, yeah. Parang I don't have to budget. As in, well, my budget is commute and savings. Parang yun yung budget ko. Walang, I don't have to think about other things. And I suppose that's may advantage din siya. Pero parang if I compare myself to other people, yung tipong they have part-time jobs, they're living in their own little apartment with a bunch of roommates. They're learning how to cohabitate with other people who are not their family.
Yeah.
Parang minsan naisip ko na parang wow, ang immature ko pa rin. Parang ang what do you call that, naive and inexperienced ko pa rin. Parang here am I, parang nag-aano lang aral. Yan na yung pinaka mahirap na ginagawa ko sa buhay ko, pag-aaral. Tas parang them, they have to think about, uy, you know, I have to save this much para may pambayad ako sa tuition next sem. Parang, and when I think about that, parang, I suppose, yeah, may mga parts of life and experience na medyo I'm delayed a bit compared to my other contemporaries.
Mm. But you have to appreciate at least yung concept of the, well, kami ni katropang Shirelle will probably appreciate this more, is the concept of the comfort zone, diba? That you have, in essence,
created
a very, very comfortable space for you. That is sometimes the reason why you want to push yourself to not come home. So in my particular case, my not coming home was taking my master's degree. Because I've always lived at home. Diba? So taking my master's degree, first day, no sheets on my bed, crying. Yes, crying! And then I call, roaming. My dad calls, hey, how are you? Nothing. Yeah, sniff. So in essence, I think both ways, even if katropang TJ, probably you look down too much on yourself na yung concept of maturity, there will be a time talaga that you ipupush din yung sarili mo na sabihin na no, this is not really, maybe it used to work but doesn't work anymore, something like that. Katropang Shell will probably have a better idea of that very recently.
Actually, I've never left home then kasi well, ang lapit lang ng bahay ko, bakit ako aalis? Tapos minsan nagpaparamdam ako sa kanila, parang pwede po ba akong bumukod muna na ganyan? Tapos parang sila, talagang wag, bakit magagawin yung mag-aasawa ka na ba? Kailangan ko po mag-asawa para bumukod muna? Sige lang ha.
So for women in the Philippines, na you don't live at, you don't leave until you are married, diba? Na parang ang assumption talaga nila is that you will stay until you get married. And for somebody who did not or will probably not marry at a young age, that shifts the entire perspective altogether, diba? Actually, parang you're now an old girl. I remember when I travel, I always just think that I have to just mention it to them. Like me, I'm gonna travel because I'm in my 30s. I don't think, diba, I should say, can I travel? I thought that I should just say, I will travel. I will not come home next weekend because I will travel. I did that and they said, did you say this to your dad? Yes, that I'm not coming home next weekend. That you're going to another country? No, I don't know. I don't remember. The word is, nagpaalam ka na ba? And I said, I thought I don't need to do that. And I remember,
kailangan pa ng permiso.
Oh, I remember once, again, I'm in my 30s, so I can really do whatever I want. Supposed to be, you know, I had an opportunity to teach a short course in Kabul. Where's Kabul, by the way?
Afghanistan.
So sabi sa akin, hindi pumayag yung parents ko. As in, if you leave, la, you know, they'll take away their names from my NSO authenticated birth certificate. No, something like that. Yung hindi naman na sinabi yun po. Say, I don't think you can do that for NSO anyway. Pero yung feeling mo na parang, oh my gosh, it's going to be, if something happens to you, they'll probably be, di ba? So, yung ganung bagay na, also, kaya din mahirap na you stick it out too long at home and you will never really grow up. Parang ganun. But that one is a growing up thing, and that's not the one that's just one part of what it means to be coming home.
Pero yung in my case naman din, katropang Jane, kasi well, hindi ka umalis, isa lang yung tinuturing kong home. Tapos nandito pa siya sa syudad. So iba rin kasi pag malayo, 'di ba?
Sa syudad.
Na kasi, 'di ba? Tapos yung school ko, malapit lang. Pero dami din ng na-experience ko, feeling ko nag-grow ako outside home, na pag mabalik ako, parang naiiba ng iba. Sabi nga nila, hindi na ako nag-fit dun sa space na yon. Kaya naghahanap tuloy ako ng sarili kong space, kaya tumama yung kamay ko. Kaya tuloy, parang feeling ko, parang alam mo yung, parang nung inalis mo yung shoes dun sa shoebox, tapos nung binalik mo, hindi na siya kasha. Yeah. Hindi mo na siya mapagkasha. Kasi parang ang dami nang nangyari dun sa shoes na yun. Na parang bakit ganun? Dati naman, okay ako dito, pero ngayon, parang hindi na
something does not fit. Okay, let's ano, yung mga katropas, break na tayo sandali because it's not fair if only one of our katropa, the younger katropas will get a chance. So, the concept of not fitting, kasi si katropang, ano, kay katropang Saji, the question there is, how has it ever been na, maybe it's not about physically, for both pala, not being physically not home. Kasi, when you leave, where in UP, for example, nandun ka sa space that allows you a certain degree of freedom, exposure that you never get at home, perhaps. Tapos, does it ever feel like, even if you are coming home, that you can never really, you don't really fit as much as you used to? Mm-hmm. So, mga katraso po kayo nga, alis, babalik po ang Tropang Radio.
Yo!
BZUP 1602 Kasali ka. Para sa matinong usapan, para sa maunlad na bayan, BZUP sa 1602.
Bagot ka na ba sa traffic na yan? Puro susok dito, bip-bip kung saan. Alisin ang punot sa noo kaibigan. Hintay-hintay lang pare, huwag go lang ng go. Alamin lang lagi ang pagkurap ng kulay. Red, green, yellow, huwag lang go lang ng go. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Do you love me?
Yes.
Will you take care of me?
Yes.
Will you always be there for me?
Yes.
Will you do anything for me?
Yes.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Are you willing to go all the way with me?
No.
As a woman, you have a choice. Yes is not the only answer. Learn to say no.
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Mga katropa, ang episode po na ito ay una ng isinahim papawid noong March 19, 2013.
Tropang Radio!
Yo, yo, yo mga katropa, tayo po ay nagbabalik dito sa Tropang Radio.
Yo!
Ako po si Katropang Saji.
Ako po si Katropang TJ.
Ako po si Katropang Shrel. At ako po si Katropang Jane. Ito nakakatawa, sabi ni Katropang Saji, tayo po ay nagbabalik. Pero tanong, nagbalik ba talaga? Wow. So mga katropas, meron tayong hanging question. We're of course talking about, do we really ever get back? Do we ever get a chance to go back? Or do we ever get back home? Home pa lang ito ha, wala pa yung back. Kasi may back pang elemento to eh. Katulad kanina kasi kinakwento ni Katropang Shrel that maybe it's not just about physically leaving your house. Kasi you may be going there pabalik-balik ka, pero maaaring ikaw yung nagbabago. So, pag nagbago ka rin, pag umuwi ka, nagkakaroon din ng kakaibang dynamic sa'yo yung family mo. And in the case of our katropas, si katropang TJ, he still lives with his parents. Si katropang Saji, because medyo malayo-layo yung bahay ng parents niya, kailangan she has to live alone here. So, the question, katulad nga ng sinabi ni does it, what we would think is like an obvious answer to this one, Katropang Saji, is like, how do you still fit and how do you not fit anymore dun sa original na box, sabi nga niya, sa shoebox na tinitirhan mo dati?
So, ako kasi kapag umuwi ako ngayon, parang, siguro nakasanayan ko na kapag uuwi ako, laging may linuluto talaga yung paborito kong ulam. Tipong hindi naman ganun nung high school ako, parang yung ulam namin kung ano talaga yung maihain. Parang hindi ganito, parang special ba ako? Ibang tao na ba ako? Parang naturally meron talagang mga alam mong bago siya, pero parang hindi mo na lang pinapansin minsan. Parang dahil parang feeling mo, baka ikaw lang, sa'yo lang talaga yun.
Sa'yo lang ang gagaling.
O ikaw ba yung may mali? Or ikaw ba yung parang nagbago?
Nanibago.
Or sila ba yung nakasanayan na yung pagkawala mo? Parang ganun. So, there's that sort of thought na parang, hindi mo alam, hindi mo na alam kung sino ang nagbago. Ikaw ba o yung mga taong iniwanan mo? Na pagbalik mo, may ano na ba, may gap na ba? Or may kailangan ba akong gawin para makapag-adjust at magbalik sa dati? Mm-hmm. So, may ganung mga thoughts na parang dumarating sa akin pag umuwi ako sa bahay. Yun. Pero siguro at the end of the day, parang dahil ako gustong-gusto ko talagang umuwi, hindi malilipas ang isang linggo na hindi ako uuwi.
Ah, alright.
At the end of the day, gustong-gusto ko pa rin umuwi. Siguro dahil alam ko na kahit may nagbabago, meron pa rin nag-retain. And
something's changed, something's stay the same.
Oo. So parang feeling ko siguro it's part of life na may mga magbabago talaga. Pero as long as kilala mo pa naman, I mean,
tsaka yung core values, diba? Mm-hmm. Yung basic, kumbaga basic foundations of ano, no?
As long as alam mo pa naman na kilala mo pa sila, well, figuratively, parang kilala mo pa rin sila, not hindi yung physically.
Mm-hmm.
Kilala mo pa naman at alam mo sa sarili mo na sila pa rin yung dati. You will always want to go back home.
Well said, katropang Saji. Katropang TJ. Oh, now, the less obvious answer. Ito yung hindi natin alam kung paano lalabas.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Ikaw, katulad ni katropang Shrel, you don't live... You live at home.
Mm-hmm.
Pero do you have the same experiences as Katropang Shell? Or is this something that usually happens later on in your quarter life?
So far, hindi ko pa naman na-experience yun. Pero the thing is, may sakit ako. Yung tipong, I don't know what to call it. Make yourself at home, itis. Parang ganun. the first time na I major realized na I was that type of person. I was a bit too casual for my own good. Pero I noticed it kasi during this one point in high school, I had a bunch of things happen that let me basically go not take class for an entire month and stay in this one conference room turned into workshop. Because we were going to make something for this thing, and for an entire month, as long as I passed my requirements, I didn't have to attend any class. I just had to go into that place 7 in the morning, because I'd leave 8, because sometimes I'd do like 2-3 overnights in a row. Because there was a dorm in my school, so if ever we had to, we had to use the bathroom, we could use their bathrooms. And I realized na parang, after the first week, parang wala na. I didn't even make the mistake of going up to the second floor. Parang I knew kaagad na parang, oh, I wasn't taking class. I wouldn't even have to touch the stairs. I'd go to wherever the conference room was, and then, I mean, I'd be the first one there or I'd be the last one there. It didn't matter. Parang to me, that was it. And the same thing happens whenever I go to to a friend's house, actually. Kasi my dad has a lot of family friends na tipong pumunta kaming Davao. Tapos hindi kasi mahilig mag-hotel yung family ko eh. So parang, we'd stay at the friend's place. And after 2 days, parang, wala na. I know what to do. I know how their fridge looks like. I know where the cookies are. I know where the kung saan yung mga kutsara tinidor, yung mga baso, yung, alam ko yung mga baso na pwedeng gamitin, yung mga baso hindi pwedeng gamitin. Alam mo kung nasan yung mga tuwalya. And things like that na parang, basically, I get used to things very easily. So, as for me, I don't know, maybe this going home thing, you know, I'd experience it too, maybe.
But in a different way, yeah. Kasi the way you explain it is that mm-hmm. you have made home of so many. It's so easy for you to make home.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? You're so easy to adjust to whatever the space requires.
Actually, madalas kasi kami lipat-lipat ng bahay. Wait, let me count lang. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Manila, 1, 2. So, 7. 7
in your
houses.
Lifetime.
In my lifetime. Tapos...
That's a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Especially that he's just 14 years old. No, kidding.
Tapos, we're 6 siblings in the family. Tapos the joke is 1 house per,
okay.
And I suppose that's part of it. That rin, and palipat-lipat din ako ng school noon.
Yeah. Oh.
And I suppose, all in all, that helped me.
Yeah. And I guess in a way, in that sense, it now makes a lot of sense. Yung, it's not about the space. It's, di ba? Kasi hindi siya permanent eh.
Mm-hmm.
So, very fluid din yung relationship mo dun sa concept of home. Because it has always been constantly changing, evolving, very dynamic yung relationship ni Katropang TJ doon sa space that they call home. Diba? Mm-hmm. So I think, ano, I mean, that in essence explains it a lot. Diba? Uy, baka tropang Shirelle.
Hindi, hindi pwede mo lang dito. Tropang radio to.
Kasi iniisip ko na pa-reflect tuloy ako sa akin. Kasi ako meron ng 5-kilometer radius lang. As in. Yung church namin malapit dito. Yung school ko malapit dito. Pag gusto ko mag-mall, ang lapit din dito. Tapos yung bahay namin, nandito lang din. Mag-exercise ako, nandyan lang din. So, hindi talaga ako...
And now your workplace mo yung
malapit. Yes, yung workplace ko. Parang kaya-kaya ko lakarin mula dito ang bahay.
Oo, oh, tapos yung bahay, yung ano bang dorm? Tawag doon sa dorm na yun. Ah!
ibang topic na ba yun?
Oo nga ako. Sorry. That was tomorrow's episode.
Tomorrow's episode?
Wala.
Tomorrow?
Bumawa ko sarili kong episode. Wow.
Di ba
pwede mag-suggest? So, yun. Meron akong ganong klase ng, kumbaga, ito ay physically, geographically, meron akong zone. na dito lang ako.
Zone.
The drill zone.
Yan. So, hindi ako lumalabas madalas doon sa zone na yun. At naging comfortable na ako na sa zone na yun. Kaya tuloy ngayon, ang dami kong challenge ko yung comfort zone ko. So, parang iniisip ko, wala na akong magagawa. Hindi ko na, sagad na to eh. Parang wala na magagawa dito sa loob ng space na to. Yeah. So, meron tuloy akong aligaga, tuloy ako lumabas muna dun sa space na yun. Kasi, nung bata kami, nilulook forward namin yung every bakasyon, summer vacation, uwi kami ng Pangasinan, or magsistay kami kinatita sa Cavite, or sa Laguna every summer. So, lalayo ako dun sa space. Pero ngayon, parang ilang years na, hindi ako lumalayo ng medyo matagal. Mm-hmm. Kasi, kunyari, weekend lang, punta, pasyal lang somewhere, tapos balik na rin. Na, ewan ko, namimiss ko yata lumabas dun sa kulungan ko, quote-unquote, kulungan.
Noted, o diba?
So, iniisip ko tuloy, ano yung home ko ngayon? Kasi,
home is where the heart is. Where's your heart?
In UP. Nakay.
Oh, yun naman pala eh.
Okay.
Nasa UP daw.
Nakatira
sa UP? Yun ba?
Nakatira sa
UP. Okay. O, diba? Hindi naman makapagsalita. So, pwede rin namang...
So, tomorrow's episode
talaga. Yeah, tomorrow's episode talaga yan. So, paboard daw sila ulit.
Tomorrow, para makichismis.
Makichismis. Ako, pakinig na lang. Tapos, mag-trip Twitter, ganyan.
Twitter, Facebook.
In my case, mga katrawas, I think it is no secret that I travel. I don't want to say a lot, pero if I look at my... I mean, it's okay. I don't travel for work. Hardly do I travel for work. It's mostly something that I really have to do, which in essence drains my savings, which is actually the issue of my mom. Na parang sabi niya ganun, tas matipid kasi ako usually eh. Like, I take the jeep. I'm not one to like spend my money except if I have nice heels or something like that. Pero I usually don't like spending a lot of money. Kasi inisip ko, okay, I keep saying, taxi, Hanoi, taxi, Hanoi. I keep hearing that in my head. So okay, I'll take the jeep then. So kasi diba, every step I get, I make towards the jeep gets me closer to Hanoi. So mga ganun-ganun mga konsepto. And the thing with traveling is that it makes coming home a production number of sorts. Diba? Na parang when you leave, sure, you leave, you like the place, and then when you come home, you never really get home because you have been changed by the experience. And so, you now see your home in a different light. Na parang, you more appreciation, perhaps. Wag lang yung ano, na parang buti pa sa black. Hindi ako ganun na traveler, na parang, I compare it, pero I never want to live there. Parang, kaya ma-appreciate mo yung home mo because meron kang basis for comparison, parang ganyan. Pero every time I come home, talagang merong naiiwan na sarili mo doon sa place na yon. Pero meron ding sarili mo na nadadala mo from that place na nagre-replace doon sa ano na yon. So, and that is why sabi ko, if there's anything that a person should have as a gift in life is travel. Ako, personally, love, okay. Sige, tapos sa Jimena siya nun. So, pero yung love, of course, no? Love, definitely. If you're loved, and I don't mean a romantic love, but if you're loved, then that's the first gift. But the second gift is if you can, put one foot in front of the other, do not keep your space too close. Yung parang ganoon. And when I mean that, it doesn't have to be geographic. It just has to be an adventure. So, over the weekend, I went out.
usually it was also in a comfort zone, no? A place that I usually go to about thrice a year. Just like twice or thrice a year. So I come back, and then there is something that, you know, parang there's always something that you see the world differently. So parang ganun siya, especially when you go to a new place. So I think is there the cause of never coming back home is not just about, di ba, where geographically we are all are. Eh, pero kasi tayo parang we are doomed to change eh. Doom ba yun? Negative ba yun? Very dynamic dapat yung ano natin eh, yung nature natin, yung relationship natin to ourselves. So ganun ko siya na iisip. Tapos minsan tuloy, iisip ko in good days, parang it's so nice. Pero in bad days, naisip mo, doesn't it make you parang less happy with your home space? Parang ganyan. So, ganun ko rin siya minsan naiisip. And so, I think mga katropas, ano, sa ating pagbabalik, ang kailangan natin mapag-usapan is that, how do we make sure that we can come back home again? Kasi yung parang kailangan ma-make din natin na yung what do we have to associate, yung ano yung i-associate natin doon sa coming home na yon. And then, how do we make sure na yung changes natin will always make change din naman doon sa mga around us na hindi na parang, wording namin dito ay kawangis. You will know this after summer. Pero yung word na kawangis is because, ay nako, nakawangis. Ibig sabihin, nagbago, tapos totally na iba na siya. Mm-hmm. And there's no coming back. Parang ganoon. So you will appreciate this after summer. Diba katrapa, mm-hmm. Shirelle? So mga katrapa, sa ating pagbabalik, let's find out how do we make sure at least part of us can get home. Diba? Mga katrapa, babalik po ang Tropang Radio!
Psst! Kasali ka!
Oo nga, kasali ka!
Alam mo pa yung issue
tungkol sa pagkakas? Oo, narinig ko na yan.
Kasali ka! I don't believe that.
Kasali ka!
So what? Eh,
pero kung tutuusin, mali yung
nagsasabi. Kasali ka!
Hindi dapat ganun ang pagkakas sa kanila.
You gotta be kidding me.
Hindi ah, magaling
na. Ay, John Mars! Ikaw, kasali ang opinion mo.
Matinong usapan para sa maunlad na bayan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Just how many doves are there? There's an eared dove that mostly listens. The collared dove that works hard. The whistling dove that takes it easy. The orange dove that's really brown and not orange. The emerald dove that's a beauty. 300 species of doves. Mix of grays, blues, and greens. But only one. Golden Dove. The symbol of freedom of speech and expression. The inspiration for the Golden Dove Awards. Given to broadcast media's outstanding individuals, shows, and programs. The White Dove is ever peaceful. But the Golden Dove keeps a nation informed, entertained, and enlightened. The Golden Dove Awards, symbol of excellence in Philippine broadcasting.
Hinday! Tapos ka na ba maglaba?
Opo, ate!
Oh, Hinday! Mag-wels ka nga dito!
Opo, sir! Ay, bebe, tahanan! Ito na si Yaya! Niluto ko na yung paborito mong pagkain, oh! Oh, kain na!
Yaya, Yaya!
Oh, bakit, bebe?
Mwah! Thank you, Yaya!
Buti pa ang bata, marunong magpasalamat. Eh, ikaw? Huwag baliwalain ang ating mga kasambahay. Respeto at pagpapahalaga, ipabonus na natin kay Yaya. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Malapit na me, Miss Yudu, have a question. Will you marry me? Yes! Yes! Yeah!
Huwag nating hayaang manakaw ang ating buhay at kaligayahan. Ating cellphone ay ibulsa habang nasa daan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tropang Radio!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa, nagbabalik po ang Tropang Rad. Yo! Ako po si Katropang DJ.
Ako po si Katropang Shrel.
Ako po si Katropang Saji.
Ako po si Katropang Jane. Talaga ito, di na ito babalik. Joke lang. Because we're talking about how to get back home. Or in essence, how to get back. Yun na lang yun. So mga katawas, ay kabago muna yan, ay meron pong very special na project po ang actually yung mga broadcast students po dito sa Department of Broadcast Communication ng College of Masscom sa UP ay nag-create po ng original reality program for television. Short format siya, pero ito ay composed of 5 classes. Diba? 5 classes. Collaborative project po siya. May 2 writing classes, isang broadcast institution management class, tapos yung isang videography class, saka isa pong non-linear editing class. So, pinagsama-sama to come up with this project. That, papalabas po na for the first time on Thursday, March 21, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. yung 14 episodes. 14 episodes, 81 people. Ang ano, 81 people, 3 teachers. So, ano, so, we're very excited about it kasi nga, ano siya, it's such a feat to put, to work in a class is hard enough. To work with 5 classes is 5 times as hard, di ba? So, hopefully, ay mapanood niyo po yun. And, eto na ang pinakamaganda dyan. Kung the more, ano, meron pong raffle, cellphone, ang mapapanalunan at the end of the raffle. At ang ano po, ay meron pang mga door prizes. So, the more episodes you watch, the more chances of winning. Kasi, every time the episode finishes, meron kang isang parang meron kang feedback. Oh, and then may feedback form ka that serves also as your raffle entry. Ooh. So if you watch 14, you have 14 chances of winning. Ooh. If you watch 1, you only have 1 chance of winning. Although of course, pwede na manalo ang 1 over 14, pero at least in terms of odds, that's are in your favor kung sakaling you watch more episodes. 10 a.m. and then we have hanggang ano po yan, 5 p.m. dyan po sa Media Center TV Studio sa UP College of Mass Communication. We hope you watch it. Ang title po ay Pag May Tiyaga, May Nilaga. At ang nakatuwa dito ay seeing Philippine culture through what we call the Kaibigang Banyaga or Foreigners. So, oo. So, reality show po siya. So, hopefully, it's going to be worth worth all the stress we had to go through these past few weeks. Yun ba, mga katropas, babalik naman tayo sa ating Can We Really Come Back Home? Pero, since we really, ang tanong, do we really want to go to do that? Do we want to come back? Katropang Shirelle, ikaw naman.
Ako talaga tinanong.
Alam mo, diba, sa dulo, si Katropang Saji ang magra-wrap up.
Oo. Ginawa ni Katropang Tina yan. At saka ni Sima kahapon nag-wrap up.
Kahapon?
Oo.
Siyo ba din si Katropang TJ?
Eh, kasi mas senior ka sa kanya eh.
Okay.
The question is, why do we want to come home anyway? Diba minsan yung ganun parang bakit pa?
Actually kasi may comfort kang hinahanap na feeling mo doon mo makukuha pag bumalik ka. So parang kailangan mo ring back to base eh, parang ganyan.
Back to base,
'di ba?
Back to home base.
Home base, 'di ba? Kailangan mong mag-recharge din doon sa base kasi feeling mo yung foundation mo nandoon. Mm-hmm. At doon mo parang doon ka makakapag-recharge ng energy at saka bakit gusto nating umuwi? Kasi para may sense tayo ng dito ako nag-ugat, dito ako nagsimula. Mm-hmm. Diba? Na parang ang hirap kasi nung isip na wala kang iniisip na pinagmulan or pinagsimulan. Kaya tayo mumabalik sa home natin, lalo na kung merong mga, diba, pag sabi nga nila, pagka may pinagdadaanan ka or may decision ka na gagawin na major, kaya gusto mo bumabalik ka dun sa home mo para kumbaga i-revisit kung sino ka at kung saan ka nagsimula. So I think yung dahilan kung bakit kailangan bumalik sa home, 'di ba? Or kailangan bumalik, period. Pero dun sa paano mo mas make sure na may babalik ka pa rin, 'di ba? Kasi minsan pag umalis ka wala nang kumbaga may naiwan na nga yung sarili at pag bumalik ibang-iba na. I think kailangan mo nang i-accept na may magbabago talaga. Kahit saan ka naman pumunta or kahit mag-stay ka basta may nangyayari. May changes. So kailangan mo embrace yung change.
So pareho siya, parang yes, you want to come home but not as the same person. Mm-hmm. Sort of like that. Katropang Saji.
Ako naman kasi feeling ko may ewan, personally I think that there's this human tendency na gusto natin yung familiar. Parang siguro in a sea of
unfamiliar faces, something like that. Parang may takot ka na. Parang mm-hmm. something na may nafe-feel kang stress. Insecurity or something like that. And we always feel secured whenever we're surrounded with familiar people, familiar things familiar places. Surroundings, places. So I think yun yung essence nung gustong-gusto nating umuwi sa bahay.
Mm-hmm.
Lalo na siguro kung umaabot tayo sa point na yun nga, nasa-stress na tayo, natatakot na tayo, parang feeling natin naliligaw na tayo. Siguro there's that point in time na parang gusto mo naman yung something familiar. Gusto mo yung something na magpapaalala sa'yo na ikaw pa rin yan, na hindi ka naliligaw. So, you will always want to go
yeah,
back home.
So, kasi mas mahirap yung parang Hansel and Gretel moment, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Na parang naengganyo kang sa something that is sparkly on the other end, and then because of that, you forgot your way back home. Mm. Katropang TJ?
Siguro, I don't really know why I want to go back home. Minsan, you know, I think na, you know, I want something new. I want to be somewhere else, or maybe I want to try something else. I want to try sleeping in this kind of bed with this kind of pillow or something. I just want something new. You know, a lot of times I really just do want something new. But at the end of the day, parang pagpagod ka na, pag, alam mo yun, paggabi na, hindi ka na nag-iisip eh. Parang, wala, you just take the stuff, you do what you've been doing the entire time and you don't even think about it.
Like, our instinct na eh.
Yeah, parang, and when you have to think about how you're gonna end the day, minsan, ang stress pa, na parang, oh, okay, fine. Hindi na pala, you know, my soap isn't here. I have to, medyo mas pataas yung little soap dispenser ko. Uy, okay, I have a little dial here instead of a button or you know, alam mo yung gripo or something. Alam mo yun, mga things like that na, you know, they you're so used to this rhythm. And at the end of the day, you're so dependent on that routine
mm-hmm.
na those little ticks in the middle, they throw you off. And mm-hmm. then you find yourself finally ending things and you just think to yourself, yes, finally everything's over and it's not a happy experience anymore. I mean, you don't want it to be happy, but it tires you, because at the end of the day you really just want to end it with a routine that's safe and, you know, back to base nga. Gaya ng sabi ni Katropa ng Shell.
Back to base sometimes means back to basics. Mm-hmm. So maybe there is really no way that we all, di ba, we will really get one, we will get back completely. We'll get someone back completely. We will go back completely. Kaya nga parang ano eh, parang basta umalis ka, meron talagang mababago sa atin. Mababago sa environment, mababago sa sarili natin, more importantly. So, I think, like ako, but the coming back home is something that reminds us of who we are. It reminds us of what we have done. Diba? Kasi where we come from reminds us what we have done and where we are now. So, kung wala ka nung ganong klaseng compass or gauge, wala kang idea kung ano na rin yung nagaganap sa buhay mo. Kung medyo nomadic yung buhay mo, tapos wala ka namang babalikan, then hindi mo rin malalaman kung gano'ng kalayo na yung narating mo. Kasi wala ka naman, di ba? Parang lakad ka lang naman talaga ng lakad. And the concept of aimlessly, no? Parang potentially kasi, you'll be walking aimlessly sa, you never really get there because you never know how far, you never know where to come home afterwards. So I think ganun yung ano kailangan natin na take away dito. I guess in a way, yung Alchemist, di ba sinasabi lang your great adventure. Pero mm-hmm. tapos the great adventure na realize niya, yung treasure, the great treasure, yung treasure na hinahanap niya, eh nandun din sa pinanggalingan niya. So sometimes you have to go around the world to just see how, ano, diba, yung, ano yung importance noong babalikan mo.
Mm-mm.
So, and yung nga, ano, sabi na, this is very Paulo Coelho, also very Umberto Eco, that you have to have a readiness to move forward in the, ano, in the parts of the book na parang hindi malulungkot si Umberto Eco kaya si, ano, si Paulo Coelho kung you never get past chapter 7, Kasi maybe that is all you're ready for at this point. When you come back and read it and you have changed, a changed perspective, a changed mm-hmm. life, then you can be able to move forward from chapter 7 because there are more things that has happened to you and that is more relevant to who you are as a person at this particular period of time. So, I guess yun yung ano nun eh, yun yung we have to realize about our lives. There's nothing wrong with change. Diba? Yung sabi na, ko nagbago ka na, that shouldn't always be a negative. Pero, while there should also be a balance of change and changing too much, or change and becoming, wanting something different, and or becoming too different. Yung ganyan. So, kailangan din may ganun ka. Kung, as I said nga, the reason why you want to come back, you have an idea of what to come back to, is that, so that you also have a direction of where you're going. Kasi, di ba, pag Google Maps din, kailangan, sa from where to where? Mm-hmm. Di ba? Or else, wala lang. Pwede kang maligo kasi wala naman akong binabalikan. Di ba? So, ganun yun eh. Like, ano, I remember, sabi ko, when kami ni Katrapandex, we were traveling together, but we were in a hotel. Sabi ko, when we were going around, yung mga backpackers, di ba? Sa backpackers, kasi you don't have to go back there kasi dala mo na yung gamit mo. Sabi ko, I think for me, I don't like yung backpacking concept because that means makikitulog ka doon tas move on ka na to another hostel. Diba? Mm-hmm. Ito kasi yung parang, if you have a hotel, that's pabalik-balik ka, then you have a point of reference kung saan ka, which bus will I take to get to a particular place. So, meron ka laging point of reference. Kapag ka wala ka noong home base, wala ka noong, ano, noong origin, hindi mo rin alam kung ano, paano mo lalandasin yung ways towards the other directions. Okay, on that note, mga katropas, kami lang ang hindi po nag-OT. Or ako lang yun, pagka ako lang. Sana po ay nagustuhan nyo. And I wish na kung naglalakad pa po kayo sa Oval at this point, you get your, you will be able to come home. Diba? So again, katropang Saji, katropang TJ, katropang Shrell. Very insightful indeed. So katropang yes. Kem, a while ago, thank you very much for joining us. At sana ay, for coming back. Oo. So, akas feeling ko si katropang Kem yung one of those na medyo natagalan bago bumalik. Uh-oh. Pero at the end of it, medyo matagal man, ay lahat tayo ay babalik din. Okay? Yeah. So mga katropas, kung sa DZUP 602 kasali ka, sa tropang radio, kasali ka na.
Katropa ka pa!
Nice chairs!
Good night!
Bayang mag-iliw, perlas ng silanganan, alab ng puso, sa dibdib mo'y buhay. Lupang hinirang, duyan ka ng magiting, sa manlulupig, di ka pasisigil. Sa dagat at bundok, sa simoy at sa langit mong bugaw, may dilagang tula at awit sa paglayang minamahal. Ang kislap ng wataw at mo'y tagumpay na nagniningning. Ang bituin at araw niya kailan pa may di man didilim. Lupa ng araw ng walhati pagsinta, buhay ay langit sa piling mo. Aming ligaya na pag may mga api, ang mamatay ng dahil sa'yo.
Aking lupang sinilangan, tahanan ng aking lahi. Tinukot ko ako at tinulungan. Maging malakas, masipag at marangal. Dahil mahal ko ang Pilipinas, diringgin ko ang payo ng aking magulang. Susunod
rin po ang kulkunin ng pangalan. Buti pa rin po ang kumpuli ng mamamayang makabayan. Naglilingkod, nag-aaral, at nagdarasal ng buong katapatan. Naalay ko ang aking buhay, pangarap at sisikap sa bansa.
Ang Panatang Makabayan ay atid sa inyo ng Makabayang Pilipino Movement, KBP, at ng himpilang ito.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have concluded another day of broadcasting activities. You've been listening to DZUP 1602, an educational community radio station owned and operated by the University of the Philippines as authorized by the National Telecommunications Commission. DZUP operates daily from Monday to Friday from 10 in the morning to 8 in the evening with a power of 5 kilowatts. Our studio is located at the second floor broadcast building, Media Center, College of Mass Communication, University of the Philippines, Diliman. Our transmitter is located at Village B, De Los Reyes Street, UP Campus, Diliman, Quezon City. DZUP is maintained and operated by the following duly licensed personnel. Electronics and Communications Engineer Philip Martinez with license number 00-46768. And Electronics Technician Lamberto Rosario with PRC License Number 0000272. DZUP 1602 would like to thank the following: Broadcast Marketing and Promotions Class, Second Semester School Year 2009 to 2010 of Professor June Austria for producing the slogan Kasalika and the tagline Matinong Usapan para sa Maunlad na Bayan, and Robilin Banyes of BC 140 Sound Design Class of First Semester 2010 to 2011 for producing the station ID. Ladies and gentlemen, DZUP 1602 is now signing off.